We have mentioned in the previous short lecture that in Tov Kuf Samach, in the year of 1800, the Alter Rebbe sent his son-in-law and his brother to get a haskoma from Rabbi Yitzchak Berdichev and of other great Gaonim and Rabbonim, that the authority to print a shas should stay with them, which means with the Alter Rebbe, which means with the print house in Slavita, for the next 20 years. So on this power, he started printing a third edition in Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin in 1817, which is still the middle of the 20 years. The Alter Rebbe wasn't around, was already 4 years after his talkes. But the printer of Rabbeisha Shapiro, the son of Rabbeinu Skorotzer, the Rov of Slavite, the owner of the print house, started printing the third edition of the Shas. But that didn't go smooth. In the same time, there was a large print house in Kopost by another one of the greatest Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Yaffe. He started in the same year printing the Geshas in Kopost. And when the Rameisha Shapira told him, "I still have 3 years for the 20 years that I have at the Haskoma," he told him, "No way. Your Haskoma was that for next 20 years, as long you have still Sforim of the Shas that are not sold, we shouldn't print it because you'll lose your money by not selling this Sforim. But you have already sold them all." So there was a large dispute, and they went to another Rabbonim to intermediate between them to decide who is right. They decided to go to the Mittal Rebbe. Mittal Rebbe is the Memala Mokim of the Alter Rebbe, is the Rebbe of Chabad, and they are both close to him. They are both building their authority on the Alter Rebbe. So let's see what it says. We have the document of Haskome between both sides and the Mittal Rebbe. He should decide between them. Rabbi Yisrael Yaffe signed on his behalf. Someone who signed on behalf of Rameisha Shapira of Slavita. And the Mittal Rebbe signed that he is taking it on, and he'll look into all the details, he'll hear both sides, and he'll decide. What did he decide? We don't know. We just have this haskoma of signature of both sides that they will obey his decision. Actually, that year both started printing the shas. So the fight went on for several years with several halakim of the shas that each one was printing. But it didn't hold long. Rabbi Yisrael Yaffe, the owner of the print house in Kopost, and one of the greatest chassidim of the Alter Rebbe, went then to settle in Eretz Yisrael, and he became one of the leaders of the Chabad group that settled in Hebron. The Chabad group that settled in Hebron was called Kelel Chabad, and he was one of the Memunim of the Chavra Anhole of Kelel Chabad. He was there for several years till he passed away there. So he stopped this edition of the Kopost Shas. He just published several halakim. And Rabbeisha Shapiro in Slavite continued to printing the Shas, the whole Shas. It wasn't enough. Then he started publishing a fourth edition of the Shas, and that caused another machlekes, as we will discuss in the next short lecture. Bezer Hashem.